And we welcome you in to the Mustang Corral here in Ellettsville, Indiana. It is your Hoosier Country 105 High School Football Game of the Week. I'm Sam Niederman with Austin Render here in our Smithville Fiber broadcast booth. No Greg this week. He is out of town, so we're filling in. Tonight, the Edgewood Mustangs host the Brown County Eagles on senior night. A cool, crisp one to begin October here in Ellettsville. Sam Niederman, Austin Render, and Austin, my friend, great to see you.
It's disappointing to not have Greg Murray on the call here. I know most of you will be disappointed by that as well, but I promise you are in good hands with Sam Niederman to my left. He will direct you through traffic today. But we got a good one. I think Edgewood, one of the better teams in the area for sure. A lot of fun to watch every time we come to the Mustang Corral. And meanwhile, there's a lot of offense on the other side for Brown County, especially with quarterback Noah Carter. He'll be a lot of fun to watch today.
Edgewood is 5-1, Austin. They're coming off their best start in program history, although last week a tough one, a 56-20 loss against Indian Creek. How do they bounce back tonight?
Well, I think it has to start on the ground. I think this is a Brown County team that has to find some ground. Meanwhile, for Edgewood, they have a great ground game, 106 yards per game. They average almost 11 yards per carry to the Mustangs. So it's going to start on the ground. Brady Schaefer, Levi Bay going to have to make some plays on the ground because they know they have a good quarterback in Shula Curtis. But can they establish the ground game? I think whichever team can do better rushing the football, that will be the team that comes out on top today.
And Edgewood had a little bit of trouble with that last week against Indian Creek. The Mustangs surrendered 425 yards rushing and over 20 yards per carry. Brian Rosenberg, very optimistic that his team can turn that around. We talked with him earlier in the week, and you'll hear from him in our pregame interview in just a moment. Edgewood's opponent tonight, the Brown County Eagles, they're off to a tough start this season at 2-4 overall, 0-2 in the Western Indiana Conference, coming off a close loss against Cloverdale 26-24 last week. But Austin, you called it, they do have a quarterback in Noah Carter.
They do. Noah Carter can throw the football. He has over 1,200 yards so far this season, a little over 200 per game. The issue for him has been the interception, the turnovers. He has 9 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. His most previous game, when you mentioned that close loss to Cloverdale, a tough 6 of 16 for just 105 and 4 INTs. A tough day for Carter. Expect him to have a bounce back day today if Brown County wants to hang around.
We are live at the Mustang Corral here in Ellettsville. Sun started to go down on a crisp October night. It finally cooled down for some fall high school
football weather.
Right? Yeah, indeed. It was 95 earlier in the week. Temperatures here in the upper 60s as we approach kickoff. It'll dip down to about 59 by the time we get done tonight. You're in the quarters, my friend. Feeling nice and cozy.
I was just going to say, we got hoodie season here in front of us with all the fans. Long sleeve season, but boy, it's my favorite quarter zip season. When the wind starts to blow a little bit, the temperature dips into the 60s, you zip up that quarter zip and you're ready to go.
It is senior night here at the Mustang Corral. The Edgewood Mustangs honored 14 different seniors on their varsity football roster earlier, as well as senior cheerleaders and members of the Mustang Marching Band 2018 state champions. We'll be back with more pregame and live kickoff here from Ellettsville, Edgewood, and Brown County. But now we step aside for our pregame interview with Edgewood head coach Brian Rosenberg, brought to you by Able Nursery, Bloomington's premier garden center with over 120 acres and 50 years of experience. Check them out today at 7667 West State Road 45 or online at ablenursery.com. That's ablenursery.com. Hey, Coach Brian Rosenberg, how was practice this week?
Been a really good week of practice, actually. Yeah, it's hot, you know, and battling the heat, which I'm pretty tired of. But kids have responded well. We obviously had a rough game Friday, but, you know, I thought our attitudes were pretty good at the end of the game. And our kids played hard all game. And even though at halftime it was out of hand, our kids came in the second half, scored 14 more points. And so I was excited. Excited, you know, make the best of a bad situation. And we moved on. We've had a good week of practice. It's senior night. And so our kids are ready.
What adjustments can your squad make in terms of stopping the run and just coming back with a clean slate?
Yeah, I don't I don't know if we have to make a ton of adjustments. I think we just got beat by a better athlete last week, or two better athletes, really. The quarterback and that running back there were pretty unbelievable. And any kid that ever gets 270 yards on 8 carries is He's a real deal. So, you know, we just kind of threw that game out. You know, we've actually had a really been really solid against the run all year, and we're not going to let one game change our attitude or change our mind. So, obviously, do we got to get better? Yes. But, you know, our kids came to work this week, and we worked on tackling, work on tackling every day, and hopefully it shows this week.
Coach, you mentioned senior night. You have a veteran squad. It starts with your quarterback, Skylar Curtis, and then plenty others on this team, too. You've seen them grow and develop since you've taken over the program as a head coach. What have they done over the last 3 or 4 years to get it to where it's at right now?
You know, I think the biggest thing they've done is just bring a belief to the program. When I took over, we really struggled finding ways to win and finding ways to believe we can win. And so our motto has always been expect victory. And I think the first year when I'd say it every day, kids thought I was crazy. And they thought, well, you know, this guy's just nuts. And then the second year, you know, we started playing well and we went 8-4. And, you know, and that senior class was a big part of every year of it. And now that they're seniors, they truly come out expecting to win every game. You know, they... you know, last week, even though we were playing the two athletes they did, I truly believe walking into the game, they thought they were going to win. And, you know, we got punched in the mouth a little bit, but it's okay. And, you know, I think they'll come out this week expecting to win. I think we'll go out next week against Bloomington South and expect to win. And for them to bring that type of attitude to our team every day means a lot. It means a lot to coaches, means a lot to, you know, the players, and really sets the tone for the rest of the team.
How special will it be for you seeing this senior class, having kind of come up with them for almost the full 4 years, to see them go out on senior night as a head coach?
Yeah, I'm going to miss these guys. You know, I get really attached to all my seniors every year. The first year, obviously, was my first senior class to have, and those kids still mean a ton to me. And, you know, last year, they took our program to the next level and with the wins, and I still see a lot of those guys around and talk to them all the time and try to invite them to games. And this class is kind of no different. You know, I've had one more year with them as a head coach, but, you know, they're some really, really good kids in this class, and they're good football players, but they're just good kids, and they do great in the classroom, and they're going to be very successful in life. And, you know, the program we lose 14 or 15 great kids, but their leadership and everything that they passed on is invaluable, and it'll be tough. You know, it's always tough on senior night, but hopefully we get a lot more games after that we can continue to play with.
We were here earlier in the season for the Cloverdale game in week 3. Greg asked you about what was your identity, and you said, well, we're still kind of figuring that out yet. Here we are in week 7. Have you figured out your identity as a team?
No. I think we're a tough team. I think we have tough-nosed kids that play and get to the ball and defensively get after it. You know, and then offensively, we're a spread team, you know, but our identity – I think offensively is probably go through Skylar, obviously, and, you know, get that attack going, whether it's him running or passing. I would say you look at any one of our games, no two games have been the same for us. If we've had two, 1 week we had 300 yards rushing as a team. 1 week, I think against Cloverdale, we had 3 quarterbacks throw a touchdown pass, right? So I think the multiplicity of our team, maybe our identity, is that we can do many things pretty well. And, you know, sometimes it scares you because you want to be able to do one thing really, really well. But we do many things pretty well. And so if we continue to grow that, you know, I'd say our identity is probably multiplicity, but it's probably not a real great answer.
What are the keys to the game against Brown County?
Oh, man, they're going to come out and pass. They're about 75% pass. So our DBs, who are really young, at least football-wise, have to be on it. They understand coverage. They got to understand what we're doing. And so if we can shut the pass down and get some pass rush on them, I think we'll be all right. And then offensively, we just got to be us. We got to go make plays. We got to get the ball down the field to Parker Harrington or Quentin Fortier and, you know, Farkas or Wickens. I think our receivers got to get involved. And then, you know, we've been nursing some injuries with our running backs. We actually both have ankle issues and both be playing tonight. So we'll see how they do. And, you know, just ball control and scoring touchdowns. But I think we got to get the ball down the field a little bit and open up. And if we can do that and then defensively stop their pass, I think we'll have a good night.
All righty, Coach. Sounds like a plan. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
That's Coach Brian Rosenberg, head coach of the Edgewood Mustangs. That pregame interview brought to you by Able Nursery, Bloomington's premier garden center with over 120 acres and 50 years experience. Check them out today at 7667 West State Road 45 or online at ablenursery.com. Welcome back into the Mustang Corral. Edgewood Mustangs up against the Brown County Eagles tonight for the Hook and Talon Trophy. Glad that you could join us as we bring you back into our Smithfield Fiber broadcast booth. I'm Sam Niederman with Austin Render filling in for Greg Murray tonight. Austin, we just got through all the senior night festivities, 14 seniors on this Edgewood squad, and they're about to come out of the Mustang blow-up helmet over on the north end zone from left to right as we wait for kickoff and the pregame to wrap up here, and it's going to be a fun one tonight, my friend.
Absolutely. I think something that was mentioned there in that pregame interview with Coach Rosenberg is, does this Mustang team have an identity? But more importantly, do they need that identity? And he said maybe it's multiplicity, maybe it's being able to do many things well, but nothing really well. I think you look for these last couple of games of the season for the Mustangs to try and identify themselves. Are they more of a passing team? Are they more of a running team? What do they do well defensively? Do they stop the run? Do they stop the aerial attack? He mentioned that young secondary. So I think these last few games for the Mustangs are identifiers, giving them an opportunity to figure out who they are heading into the postseason, because who they are is a very good football team that can contend when sectional play rolls around.
The Edgewood Mustangs, 5-1, 2-1 in the Western Indiana Conference. The Mustangs just came out of the north end zone tunnel with an American flag, a Don't Tread on Me flag, and the marching band plays the fight song here on the near side. Student section right down below us, a lot of parents as well. Pretty good crowd here on the near sideline. The opponent for Edgewood, the Brown County Eagles. They just came out on the far side, 2-4 on the season, 0-2 in the conference. This is a conference game, a rivalry game for the Hook and Talon Trophy here at the Mustang Corral in Ellettsville, Indiana, on the campus of Edgewood High School. Of course, this field is one of the more unique fields in all of Monroe County High School football and in the entire state of Indiana. The Mustang Corral features a red field, like Boise State, except it's red, the black Mustang at midfield, black end zones with Mustangs in red on the left end zone, Edgewood in red on the end zone to our right. Each team sending out their captains to midfield for the coin toss, Jackson Ludlow, Skyler Curtis, along with Harrison Pittsford and Trent Bland as well for Edgewood, the four captains out there for the coin toss. Austin, what do you look for tonight from this Brown County team? We know they've got a quarterback in Noah Carter, and Brian Rosenberg mentioned it in the pregame spot. They're going to air it out, not going to really run the ball too much, which will test this Edgewood secondary.
I think it's on the other side of the ball, Sam. I think it's defensively. They allow almost 30 points a game right now defensively. Can Brown County take that next step? And boy, is that going to be a tough challenge today here on the red carpet against a very good offensive team in Edgewood. But if Brown County wants to make that next step, it's defensively. Their last three games, they've given up 26, 43, and 42 points. Have to try and stand up a little better defensively.
Edgewood wins the coin toss, and the Mustangs elect to receive. So Edgewood gets the ball first at home. Brown County set to kick off, and they will receive to open up the second half. All of the Edgewood players just came off the near sideline and got into a big huddle, jumping up and down just behind midfield. They are fired up in their final regular season home game here at the Mustang Corral for senior night. Right before kickoff, so that means it's time for our keys to the game presented by K&S Roll-Off. If you can create it or demolish it, K&S Roll-Off can haul it away. K&S has containers to haul away your waste and debris wherever it may be. Call them today at 812-333-0400. That's K&S Roll-Off, our keys to the game. Austin Render, what you got?
Well, I think the first key is kind of a mixture of both teams running the football. Who's going to have a better ground attack today between the Mustangs and the Eagles? And on the flip side, for Brown County, I think it's defensively, like I said. Can they get some stops, especially early, to set the tone in this game? Can they get their defense or their offense onto the field? Get the defense off the field early. I think keeping this game close as long as you can for Brown County, because the longer that game stays close, the more doubt creeps into Edgewood's head and the more belief that creeps into the Eagles' head on the opposite side.
All righty, we are set for kickoff. Here in Ellettsville at the Mustang Corral, it's the Hook and Talon Trophy game between Edgewood and Brown County. Brown County kicks off from right to left as you listen. Edgewood back deep to return with Derek Farkas, Parker Harrington, and Andrew Blessinger. Brown County in white road uniforms on blue pants with blue helmets trimmed in blue and gold. Edgewood in black home uniforms trimmed in red with black helmets, the Mustang on the side. There's the opening kickoff, end-over-end kick caught by Andrew Blessinger at his own 22-yard line, and he veers back to the near sideline right at the 25 and then pounded down at the 26-yard line. Good special teams tackle by Wanbly Rue, a sophomore DB for Brown County, and Edgewood sets up for first down at their own 27-yard line to kick off the game.
Well, I think the focus, like I said, is the running game. But I'm interested to watch Skylar Curtis and watch what he has. 66% completion percentage this year, but only 97 yards per game. Would like to see that go up a little bit.
Edgewood opens up at their own 27 to begin the ball game. But first, a whistle on the field by one of the back judges. Let's check on what the call is. No flag down. And they're checking on the clock here. One of the back judges motioning up to the press box. They're looking at the play clock down at the far end, which had not started yet. They want to reset it. Stuck at 19. Now they reset it back to 25. So here we go, ready to play ball. First down and 10 for Edgewood, moving from left to right at their own 27-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right, and one man in motion in Shane Wickens. Shotgun snap goes off of Wickens, and then Skylar Curtis just got pounded back at his own 10-yard line. Well, Brown County's defense catches a big-time break. Looked like the motion man in Shane Wickens caught that snap, and it went off of his right hip, and then all Skylar Curtis could do was fall back on it at his own 11-yard line. It's a loss of 16 on the play.
That was not the play you're looking for to start the game, settle the nerves, because, yes, this is a very good Edgewood football team, but it is senior day. You have extra family, you have extra friends. It's your last game at home. There's certainly some butterflies in some of these guys' stomachs, and they have to try and shake that off.
Second down and 25 for Edgewood at their own 12. Curtis in the shotgun hinges over to get a low snap at his knees. Back to pass. He passes it off from the left side. Parker Harrington in stride onto the far sideline and tackled down at the ankles right at the 30-yard line. So Harrington gets a couple of those yards back. Call it a gain of 18 on the play. And that'll make for third down and 7 at the 31. Edgewood with a good offense that is averaging 32 points a game so far this season. The Mustangs work out of the huddle, 10:39 to go, first quarter, no score. Skylar Curtis, the senior quarterback at 5'11", 190 in the shotgun. One running back to his left in Levi Bay. Two receivers left, Parker Harrington and James Falkenberg. Shane Wickens, along with Quentin Fortier, the receiver's right. There's a snap to Curtis. He keeps on a read option, goes off left guard, is skidded down right at the 33-yard line. Only a gain of a couple on the play. Oliver Normile makes the tackle for Brown County, a freshman linebacker. And the Eagles get an opening three and out on defense.
Fantastic start, helped by the fumble, but a fantastic start by Brown County, getting a quick three and out and giving their offense and Noah Carter a chance to give them an early lead.
So Edgewood set to punt from left to right as you listen. One man back deep to return for Brown County. That is Cody Walsh. There's the punt, spiraling kick to the near side here, bouncing inside the 30-yard line. Walsh lets it go, and it trickles out of bounds right at the 24-yard line. So that's where Brown County will set up shop for their first drive of the game. Their quarterback, Noah Carter, he is a big boy. At 6'3", 200 pounds, a senior. And he's really what makes this offense go, Austin.
Absolutely. Not only does he throw the ball, but he can run the ball as well. About 25 yards per game. He's capable of it. That number is severely hurt by sacks. That's where this offensive line of Brown County is going to have to do a good job, protecting Noah Carter. But he is a big man back there in the shotgun.
And with all that shoulder padding, he looks even bigger. First down for Brown County at their own 24. Option play to the right side, and Carter runs it forward across the 25 to about the 28-yard line or so. Tackle made on the play by Dathan Carter, senior nose tackle. Call it a gain of 4 on the play. Second down and 6 upcoming for Brown County. The Eagles are in white home or road uniforms on blue pants, blue helmets, trimmed in gold as well. Kind of looks like San Jose State if you're a diehard college football fan. Second down and six from the 28. Carter motions out in an empty set, now screens it onto the left side. Nicholas Holes takes it across the left side. Numbers got tackled and lost the ball. It's on the carpet and picked up by Edgewood. Edgewood recovers a fumble. It's Derek Davis who comes up with it. The Mustangs get a turnover here in the early first quarter.
Well, that's the opposite of what Brown County was looking to do. I mean, they got a great three and out. Looked like they were moving the football. It was going to be a first down. And instead, the fumble gives it right back to Edgewood.
So a turnover by Nicholas Holes, a senior receiver for Brown County. Edgewood gets the ball back with 8:59 to go in the first. No score. Mustangs have it in Brown County territory. First down and 10 at the Eagle 33-yard line, right hash. Two running backs in the backfield, Brody Schaefer and Levi Bay, with Curtis in the shotgun. He keeps it off left guard on a quarterback draw and gets nowhere. Tackled by his counterpart, Noah Carter, the big quarterback for Brown County, who also plays as a defensive end and outside linebacker. Only a gain of a half yard up to the 32.
How often do you see the quarterback getting dirty on defense? Diving in there, he plays kind of linebacker, kind of defensive end type of Khalil Mack position for this Brown County defense. And he's a big enough guy that he blends right in defensively, but it is surprising to see him out there.
He's out there lined off the left tackle right here. Empty backfield for Edgewood on second down and 9 from the Brown County 32. Curtis takes the snap, sets on the right hash, lofts it over the left side, has a man open between the hashes, and it's batted down at the last second. Brandon Fleischman able to get there and clawed away with his right hand. Brody Schaefer was wide open, and he would have had a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a good play there by Fleischman to get over and make the play. Last second kind of effort there to get to the football. But that coverage for Brown County looked to be a little bit suspect there early on. See if the Mustangs try to go at it. But again, another third and long. These are the type of positions Brown County wants to force this Mustang team into.
Third down and 9 for Edgewood at the 32-yard line of Brown County after the fumble. Empty backfield, 5 receivers set. Curtis gets the snap. Only 3-man pressure, checks it into the right flat. Jance Hunt carries up the near sideline out to the 23-yard line. Knocked out of there by Nicholas Holes, along with Wayne Blee Rue as well. Just enough for our first down. They needed 9, and the officials give them that. The Mustangs are just on the doorstep of the red zone at the 21. Clock keeps rolling here. 8:07 to go, first quarter. No score, but Edgewood threatening after Brown County fumbled on just their second play from scrimmage. First down and 10 for Edgewood at the Brown County 21, ball on the near side right hash. Hunt in the slot right. Harrington wide to the near side right. 3 receivers flexed out to the far side left. Curtis in the shotgun, slight stagger with the right foot forward. Brown County shows blitz. They bring 5. Quarterback draw. Curtis gets around 1 man to the 20 and then scoots his way up to the 16-yard line. Dragged down from behind by Nicholas Holes. You can call it a gain of about 5 or so to set up second down at 5. Skyler Curtis can pass and run.
And he's elusive. There were a couple arm tackles there that he got out of in the backfield from Brown County. Just like his counterpart, Noah Carter, he is tough to bring down. It is going to take more than arm tackles to get these quarterbacks to the ground.
Curtis lines up in the pistol on second down and 5 from the Brown County 16. Now he motions out Brody Schaefer to the close slot right. Empty backfield, 5 wide. Here comes 4-man pressure. Curtis tosses right side. Complete. Quentin Fortier makes the catch right at the 10-yard line. Driven back by Holes. That's good enough for a first down on a pickup of 6. So Edgewood moves the chains and now have first down and goal to go right at the Brown County 10-yard line, working to the end zone towards our right. Ball on the near side right hash. Mustangs in the huddle. 6:41 to go, first quarter. 0-0 ball game here at the Mustang Corral. Fortier, the receiver, wide left. Harrington, wide right. Bay and Schaefer in the backfield. Hunt, the tight end, left. Shotgun snap to Curtis, and he fumbles on a read option exchange. All he can do is cover it back at the 14-yard line. Lucky that Brown County didn't recover. It's a loss of 4 on first down and goal.
Well, interesting to look at this run game right now, and that's 2 fumbles in the run game, but also no carries right now for the backs. It's really just Skyler Curtis doing everything for Edgewood. I think the Mustangs need to get some of their running backs involved, spread the wealth. Can't have your quarterback taking that many blows throughout the game.
Edgewood working from left to right on the red turf. Second down and goal now at the 14-yard line. Two receivers set, one to the left, one to the right, one tight end right and Hunt, two in the backfield with Curtis in the shotgun. Brown County, three down linemen, they bring four. Curtis, quick hitch, right side, looking for 40. You're on a slant, actually. He's unable to pick it off the deck. It's incomplete. Coverage on the play by Wanbley Rue, and that sets up third down and goal from at the 14.
Well, these are long third downs that Edgewood is putting themselves into. They've had success with those short passes in the flats, quick slants. They've found holes in this Eagle coverage so far. See if they look for something like that or if they go for their tall receivers on a fade route.
5:38 to go, first quarter. No score. Mustangs trying to cash in off the turnover. Third down and goal from the Brown County 14 in between the hashes. Curtis under center, Schaefer the single back, Hunt the tight end right, another tight end left, and Derek Davis. Here's a snap to Curtis. He tucks and rolls it to his right, looking to throw, lofts it right corner of the end zone, incomplete. Looking for Parker Harrington. No flags on the play. Near sideline, wanted a pass interference. Coverage on the play there by Oliver Normile in the secondary.
I think he might have just tripped and that just lost his footing there, was looking to get the tall Harrington involved in the back corner of the end zone, but unfortunately with great field position and moving the football early in the drive, Edgewood has to settle for three.
So instead it'll be a 31-yard field goal for Andre Atkins. Skyler Curtis to hold it in between the hash marks. Here comes the kick from left to right. Atkins pokes it with his toe. A line drive, no good to the left. Atkins unable to convert it. And Brown County able to salvage that defensive stop after turning the ball over deep into their own territory. We are still scoreless with 5:29 to go. Brown County gets the football when we come back. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week here on Hoosier Country 105.
The summer is starting to wind down, and cooler months are just around the corner, which means it's time for the Able Nursery annual August clearance sale. The whole month of August, it's buy one, get one free on all trees, shrubs, and perennials in stock. So be sure to stop by Able Nursery, located on Highway 45 west of Bloomington, or find them online at ablenursery.com. Sale limited to items in stock only, cannot be combined with any other offer. Items sold under this sale do not carry a warranty.
Against Brown County, no score here with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Brown County facing second down and 18 after a fumble from their own 12-yard line. Noah Carter in the shotgun, three receivers set with one tight end. Carter rolls out to his right to pass, fires it that way, incomplete. Looking for Cody Walsh. Good coverage by the linebackers for Edgewood, led by Tristan Bland. Now it's third down and a long way to go.
Not the start that this Brown County team wanted, but a lot of fumbles in this game. A bit of miscommunication for both teams in their backfields. And right now, Edgewood having a conversation on the sideline. Their offense is all huddled up, maybe trying to get on the same page.
Brown County with third down and 18 at their own 12-yard line. Carter in the shotgun. Wanbley Rue to his right hip, trips receivers to the near side left. Here's a low snap to Carter. It's on the turf again. And it looks like he was just able to dive forward and recover it. Otherwise, Edgewood would have had their second fumble recovery of the night. Reese Novak came scurrying in to try and get it. Instead, just a loss of one. And Brown County has to punt for the first time tonight.
Went backwards 13 yards on that drive with a couple of fumbles for Brown County. And right now, neither one of these teams in a whole lot of flow offensively, but especially Brown County.
Here comes the punt from right to left. Cody Walsh boots it way up in the air. Hanging spiral caught at the 40-yard line by Derek Farkas. He twirls out of a couple of tacklers and moves up the left hash inside the 35-yard line to the 34. Tackle made by Wanbley Rue. And now Edgewood gets excellent field position again in a scoreless ball game. 4:06 to go, first quarter. The Mustangs weren't able to get anything going on their opening drive. Then they got the ball inside the Brown County 35 after a fumble. Stalled inside the 15 with third down and goal to go. Now the Mustangs have first down and 10 from the Brown County 34.
Well, field position battle is clearly in favor of Edgewood right now. Edgewood has started inside plus territory in their last two drives, have to get points out of this one.
Brody Schaefer in the pistol, right behind Skylar Curtis. Now he moves to the left hip. Four receivers, two on either side. Ball on the left hash, first down and 10 from the Brown County 34. Curtis, the snap, looks to his left, clutches, now scrambles up to the 30, veering inside the hash marks down to the 32-yard line. Wrangled from behind by Rambly Rue, who's been all over the place tonight, along with Cody Walsh. A scramble of 8 yards for Curtis to set up second down and 2. Under the lights now at the Mustang Corral. Sun setting behind us in the west. Some thin streaks of white for the clouds overhead. Faded blue in the distance here in Monroe County. Second down and 3 officially at the Brown County 27. Ball in between the hash marks. Curtis in the shotgun. Four receivers set, two on either side of the formation. Schaefer to his right hip. Curtis gets the snap, fakes the screen left, now hitches it on the left. James Falkenberg works up the left side numbers and is twisted down at the 22-yard line. Tackle made by Dalton Hendrick. That's good enough for a Mustang first down. Called a gain of 5 on the play. Falkenberg makes the catch, his second of the night. And now Edgewood right on the doorstep of the red zone. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter, no score. Edgewood with first down and 10 at the Brown County 21. Shotgun snap to Curtis. He hands off right tackle. Brody Schaefer running downhill to the 20 and leaping forward down to about the 16, maybe 17-yard line. Stopped eventually by Jordan Burnett. Gain of 4 on the play. Here comes second down at 6. First time we've really seen Brody Schaefer on a straight run tonight. Now the Mustangs in the red zone for the second time this evening. 0-for-1 with a missed field goal just moments ago. Second and 7 at the Brown County 17-yard line. Curtis in the shotgun, Levi Bay, the running back to his left. Falkenberg slot right, Harrington wide right, Wicken slot left, and 40-yard wide left. Here's a quarterback keeper. Curtis goes off left tackle, and he's got nowhere to go. Noah Carter was there, along with Wambly Rue and Dalton Hendrick as well. And they read that play like a book, a loss of 2.
Well, I think Brown County's done a good job with those quarterback runs, keeping an eye on Skylar Curtis right now. I think you got to start to vary it up if you're Edgewood. Give Brown County a few different looks. Get Schaefer more involved.
Third down and 8 here for Edgewood with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Still no score. Ball on the Brown County 19. Press coverage across the board for the Eagles in a 4-receiver set. Curtis barks for the ball, gets the shotgun snap. Four-man pressure, lofts it left side. End zone caught. Parker Harrington scurries in for a score. Touchdown, Edgewood. It's Parker Harrington gets in from 19 yards out, and Skylar Curtis put it on the money for him. 6-0 Mustangs here with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter, Austin.
Fantastic throw there. Great play call. They saw the press coverage and knew that they had the advantage. And Parker Harrington, great route, just goes up the seam, wide open for a touchdown.
It's a touchdown pass from Skylar Curtis. Parker Harrington with the catch. Saw his first catch back against Cloverdale. That went for a touchdown in week 3. He's got one here in week 7. Extra point by Andre Adkins. No good off the right post. So it remains 6-0 with a minute 25 to go.
A really good week of practice, actually. That's
we'll be
hot,
back
you know.
In just a minute. It's 6-0 Edgewood over Brown County. 1:25 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Hoosier Country 105.
I expected my mom to be nervous. No biggie. I got this. However, this is what I got. You're in a ditch. Get over. Slow down. Middle of the lane. I was like, Mom, calm down already.
Why handle all that new driver stress on your own? Let All-Star Driving School teach your students, offering hands-on in-class sessions as well as online, weekdays and Sunday classes. Call All-Star Driving School at 812-339-9908 for more info and like them on Facebook.
Welcome Welcome back to the Mustang Corral here in Ellettsville. 6-0 Edgewood over Brown County. 1:25 to go in the first quarter. 19-yard touchdown pass from Skylar Curtis to Parker Harrington. And that puts the Mustangs on top for the first time tonight. Edgewood now kicks off from left to right. Andre Adkins, who just missed the extra point, ready to boot it. Three men back deep for Brown County. Wambly Rue along with Seth Oliphant and Cody Walsh. High hanging kick back to the 9-yard line. Taken by Oliphant, who veers up to the right side of the 20-yard line. Gets around the perimeter to the 30. Oliphant ridden down at the 40-yard line. A good return for Brown County. That sets them up all the way out at their own 41. That first scoring drive brought to you by Bloomington Speedway Mulch and More, a family-owned and operated business. Their goal is to provide high-quality products and delivery service at reasonable prices. For more information, call at 812-824-8753 or visit them at 13 West Dillman Road in Bloomington. Scoring drive, five plays, it went 24 yards in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. 19-yard touchdown to Parker Harrington. 6-0 Edgewood with a minute 17 to go in the first quarter. First down for Brown County at their own 41-yard line. Wambly Rue gets the call, carrying off left end, and he moves all the way up to the 49-yard line of Edgewood. That's a gain of 10, good enough for a first down for the Eagles. First positive play we've seen for Brown County tonight. Their first drive ended with a fumble after two plays. Their second drive saw two different fumbles that both weren't recovered by Edgewood. They eventually had to punt out of their own end zone. A lot more room to work here, though. First down and 10, plus territory at the Edgewood 49. Carter in the shotgun. One running back to his left. High snap, and he fumbles it again. All he has to do is just fall down, and that's all he can do with Reese Novak crashing in. Carter all the way back to his own 47-yard line. Called a loss of 4 on the play.
Well, we talked about the offensive line giving him protection. They're going to also have to give him the football. Right now there's been some miscommunication between the center and Carter.
Shotgun snap to Carter, and he runs off on the interior. Stood up by Novak. And the rest of the front seven for Edgewood, unable to get much off the left hash to about the 49-yard line. He gets two back for the loss. That sets up a third down and 12. 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. That's probably the final play as we tick down. And it is the final play. So one quarter's in the books here in the 2019 Hook and Talon Trophy game. Edgewood 6 and Brown County nothing. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to your high school football game of the week on Hoosier Country 105.
The weather is beautiful. Time to finish up those outside projects. Whether you're working on a flower bed or your driveway needs new stone, Bloomington Speedway Mulch and More has everything you need. Need a truckload of mulch? Stop by Bloomington Speedway Mulch and More at the corner of Dillman, State Road 37, and Old Highway 37. Deliveries Monday through Saturday. Or you can haul your own. Call them today at 812-824-8753 or visit the website at bloomingtonmulch.com.
Does your flooring need replaced? Tired of that carpet you've had for years? Or just ready for a home makeover? Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, ceramic tile, or hardwood, Bounce Flooring has an amazing selection of Shaw flooring and much more. I bet you didn't know that Bounce Flooring offers financing, so what are you waiting for? Stop by Bounce Flooring showroom today at 5005 North State Road 37 and check out the wide variety of flooring, including amazing Shaw flooring. Bounce Flooring, for all your flooring needs.
Welcome back to the Mustang Corral. 6-0 Edgewood over Brown County. Sam Niederman with Austin Render. Brown County opens up with a third down and 13 from their own 48-yard line. Hard count by Noah Carter, and he got the Mustangs to bite. Reese Novak came crashing over the center along with Dathan Carter. Flags came flying all over the far side of the field. In fact, I spot three different yellow flags that came in. Every official wanted to get in on that call. Encroachment, the call on Edgewood, a 5-yard penalty that moves Brown County back into plus territory.
Made it the whole first quarter without any laundry, though.
That's pretty efficient.
Clean first quarter, maybe not the cleanest in terms of fumbles for either team, but clean, no penalties.
Brown County with one turnover and a few fumbles today. Third down and 8 now at the Edgewood 47. Carter sprints to his right on a pass, guns it that way, deflected, and then a flag comes in at the last second for the near sideline. Derek Davis with pretty darn good coverage on that play. Jordan Oswald, the intended target, right at the first down marker. Here comes a call from our official. Pass interference on Davis and Edgewood. It's an automatic first down for Brown County.
Now, just as we were talking about the clean game, a 5-yard encroachment, and then a 15-yard pass interference call.
So it's a 15-yard penalty that moves Brown County up to the Edgewood 31-yard line. Just underway in the second quarter, 6-0 Edgewood. Brown County with the ball on the left hash. Three receivers, one tight end in motion from right to left. Carter gets the snap, read option, and there's another fumble. It's on the ground again, and Edgewood picks it up. Mustangs get another fumble. Derek Davis gets the fumble recovery. It's his second recovery of the night. Moments after he was called for the pass interference, he scoops up another Edgewood turnover. And now the students chanting, ball don't lie, from the near side. And guess they're right. Edgewood gets the ball back just after Davis was called for the pass interference. So the Mustangs get it on their own 32-yard line. Second turnover given away by Brown County.
There's just a lot of miscommunication in that read option. There's just not a whole lot going on. Yeah, that's a big-time miscue there.
So first down and 10 for Edgewood at their own 32. Curtis gets the snap, swings it into the right flat. Schaefer shimmies his way up to the 35-yard line, hit out of bounds near the 38 or so. Moderate pickup for the junior tailback, Brody Schaefer. And it'll be second down and about 5 yards to go for the Mustangs. Edgewood working from right to left as you listen. Some pink accents in the sky with the sunset going down behind us. Ball on the far right hash. Curtis in the shotgun with Schaefer to his right. Three receivers flexed to the near side left. Harrington, the one receiver right. Nickel set for Brown County. Here's the snap to Curtis. He drops back and actually gives off to Schaefer, who works off left guard and makes it up to about the 38-yard line, 39 maybe, just a yard past the line of scrimmage. Called a gain of one. Here comes third down at 4. So Edgewood works back into the huddle. The Mustangs finally got a touchdown working with the short field. Parker Harrington's 19-yard catch. That is the difference here at 10:42 to go in the half. Third down and 3 for Edgewood at their own 39-yard line. Trips bunch to the left side with 40-year Wickens along with Falkenberg. And there's a screen left to Falkenberg, and he is clamped down immediately at the line of scrimmage. Nicholas Holes gets in there and makes an isolated tackle. A loss all the way back to the 35-yard line. And another huge play by the Brown County defense that has played pretty good today when they haven't had to defend a short field.
And even when they had to defend a short field, one of those two that started inside the 35, they forced a missed field goal. So far today, Brown County's defense has held up, especially against the run game. And it makes me think when you're looking for an identity for Edgewood, it might be through the air.
Here's a punt from right to left by Derek Davis. Fair catch at the 35-yard line by Cody Walsh. That's where Brown County takes over with 9:54 to go in the first half. But hang on, we've got a flag down in the backfield where the punt came from, back at the Edgewood 30-yard line.
Well, they're moving the sticks back to where they were. I wonder if they ran into the punter.
Was a little bit of pressure on Davis. Officials talking about it right now at midfield. Three officials waiting for the call. Edgewood seems to think that their defense is going to stay out on the field here. And now the officials going over to talk with Brown County head coach Randy Minier. Fourth-year head coach, 75 years old, former Purdue fullback. Graduated from the Boilermakers back in 1966. He was a former NFL player for 5 years with the New York Giants and Cleveland Browns. Now he's coaching back in his home state, Brown County High School, after many years on Wall Street, actually. So the penalty is on Edgewood. It's a holding call. And it looks like Brown County declined, or actually accepted the penalty, so they could get another chance of perhaps returning this kick. Cody Walsh back there to return along with Brandon Fleshman. Derek Davis ready to boot it from inside his own 20-yard line. The penalty moves the snap all the way back to the 21. So interesting, maybe Brown County can either send the house to try and block it, but it looks like they want to set up for a return with Fleshman as an up man back at the first down marker at the 42, and Walsh behind him just back behind midfield. Long snap to Davis. He sets up and kicks it high in the air. Spiraling kick. Walsh lets it bounce a couple of times in the near sideline and stays away from it. Takes an Edgewood roll to the 35-yard line. Rolling down to the 33-yard line, where it is down by John Burke. A good punt by Derek Davis, and that flips the field for Brown County to start back in their own territory at the 32 with 9:38 to go here in the second quarter. Edgewood leads it 6-0.
That is actually worse than where they were.
Yep.
They had it at the 35, and I don't blame them for doing it. You make them re-kick. I think maybe that's one that in hindsight you want to field and try and keep that ball from rolling an extra 15 yards. But nonetheless, it is still better field position than they've had several times today. So maybe something to work with here for Brown County.
Brown County starts with the ball for the third time tonight. First down at their own 32. 6-0 Edgewood, 9:38 to go, second quarter. Right before the snap, a whistle from the back judge. I think he wants to reset that play clock once again. One of the assistants for Edgewood talking with the back judge, and Brian Rosenberg trying to relay something as well. I think they're having clock issues with the play clock. Down at the south end zone. The officials do not want the band playing during the play, and currently the Edgewood drum line is just doing their thing behind the south end zone.
And they are not listening to anything that the PA is saying here. The whole game is being stopped so that somebody can run down there and tell the band to stop playing.
Well, now a staffer for Edgewood is trotting down behind the south end zone. He's in pursuit.
Give me play-by-play of this.
He's jogging in right behind the long jump for track. Now he's on the track approaching the drumline. One of the drumline instructors now pointing to his drumline members, and they stop. The staffer gets it done. He's jogging back on the near sideline, and we've got football again.
MVP.
No music, and Brown County can start from left to right. First down of their own 32, Carter slings it right side on a quick hitch, caught, and knocked out of bounds right at the 40-yard line. Not a bad catch right there. Javen Oliphant able to make the play up to the 40, pickup of 8. That sets up second down and short.
Well, that's what Brown County has to do. This is not an offense that's going to get 20, 30 yards on plays. They're going to have to methodically move you down the field, mixing run with pass, mixing these short routes. That's kind of how they do their run game, is short passing routes.
Second down and 2. Carter runs it left side. Option pitch over to Walsh, who speeds around the corner to the 40, 44-yard line, actually, and then knocked out of bounds at the 41-yard line in Edgewood territory. It's Cody Walsh who picks up a nice gain off an option pitch to the left side. Speed option with the quarterback and Noah Carter. And Brown County able to get back into plus territory at the Edgewood 44-yard line.
Just as I say, they don't have big plays. They get a 17-yard run play. I mean, that was beautiful blocking upfield by the offensive line. They got up quickly, and a great pitch there by Carter to get his running back open in space.
First down at the Edgewood 44 for Brown County. Four receivers set. Carter gets the shotgun snap at his shoulders. Play action, and he sets. Pressured by Davis. Carter scrambles left side and then planted down on the far side of the field. Edgewood able to get him right at the 43-yard line. Good tackle made that time on the far side of the field by Dathan Carter, who came in at the last second and just plopped over Noah Carter, actually, the quarterback for Brown County. It's a gain of nothing.
Any time that Carter has dropped back to throw, I've been watching the secondary, and although they're young and that was a concern for Rosenberg, they are not biting on anything. There has been no open receivers downfield for Brown County.
Second down and 9 from the 43. Carter back to pass. He shimmies away from pressure, and now he's hit and sacked again. Dropped back at the 49-yard line. Tyler Smith got in there. Dathan Carter as well. A sack for Edgewood. And a big loss all the way back to the 49 of 6.
But that's what I'm telling you. There just isn't anywhere for Carter to go with that football. Plus, he has about 2.5 seconds to do something with it before those defensive ends get to him. So the mixture of that, plus the lack of open receivers has really made the aerial game tough for Brown County.
Third down and 15 for Brown County at the Edgewood 49. Carter back to throw. Screen pass left. Walsh has it with a lot of space at the 45-40. Walsh shimmies around a man on the far side to the 36-yard line. Finally tackled by Skyler Curtis, the Edgewood quarterback, who plays a little bit of linebacker in his spare time. It's a pretty good gain that makes it fourth down and short, and it looks like Randy Minier wants to keep his offense out there.
I love that play. You're struggling with protection. Why not go for the screen pass? They're over-pursuing this defense of Edgewood. They're trying to get to the quarterback because they know they can do it. Beautiful play call to throw a screen in and catch him off guard.
Brown County going for it on fourth down and two at the Edgewood 36. Empty backfield, Carter under backside pressure. Slants it right side, incomplete. Big time pressure again by Edgewood. Dathan Carter and Garrett Davis got in there along with Reese Novak. Carter had no time to throw, and it's an incomplete pass to turn it over on downs.
Well, that was just a full-out blitz. I mean, that is bringing the house from Rosenberg and company because they knew they could. They got away with it. They got to the quarterback in just about a second. No time for Carter to do anything with it.
So Edgewood gets the ball at their own 36-yard line. 7:04 to go in the half. 6-0 Edgewood over the top. Brown County, a 19-yard touchdown reception by Parker Harrington, the difference right now. Skyler Curtis, the quarterback of the shotgun. Two receivers either side. Safer, the running back, to his left hip. Three down linemen for Brown County. They only bring four. Here's an inside handoff. Safer works off left guard and dropped right behind the original line of scrimmage. Tackle made back there by Brandon Phelps. Only a loss of one on the play, back to the 35.
I'm really impressed by this front seven of Edgewood because they are, of Brown County. They're not letting Edgewood get any sort of room up the middle. Edgewood's plays have been on the outside of the field, along the sidelines, outside the hash marks. That's where Edgewood's at it, but in between the hash marks, dominated by Brown County.
Second and 11 for Edgewood, back at their own 35-yard line, ball on the right hash. Jance Hunt, the tight end, left. Schaefer, the running back, left. Two receivers that way as well. Here's the snap to Curtis. Hands off right tackle. Schaefer works his way up to the 40-yard line and then tackled down at the 44. A good run by Brody Schaefer. Brandon Fleischman with the tackle for Brown County at the second level. That run picks up 9, and it's now third down and 2 yards to go.
That's an unfamiliar territory for Edgewood. They have not been in these third and shorts very often. They've put themselves in tough third down positions. The big thing for Edgewood, they got to keep on schedule in this game. Stay to these first and manageable, or second and manageable, third and manageable positions.
Third down and two for the Mustangs. Back at the 44-yard line, right hash. Curtis in the shotgun, hand. Jance Hunt, the tight end, left. Read option play. Curtis runs it right and gets forward to the second level across midfield down to the 47-yard line of Brown County. How about that run by Skyler Curtis? He picks up 9 when he only needed 2. It's a Mustang first down to the plus territory.
That's a really good play call there. Skyler Curtis, we saw him last year when we were here at the Red Corral, or the Red Carpet Mustang Corral, mixing them together there. But they were a heavy run team because they had so much talent in the backfield. This year, it's all Skyler Curtis, and you can see the development that he's made in his season so far.
Curtis breaks the huddle in the pistol. Schaefer now off to his left hip. Jance Hunt, the tight end, offset to the left wing. Two receivers left. And here's the snap to Curtis. He sets, fires right side. Harrington comes back to the ball and makes the catch, lunging back on his left hip to the 41-yard line. Pitch and catch for 6 yards, and that sets up second down at 4. So we've seen a little bit of everything from Edgewood, who hasn't really put together a long drive thanks to the great field position they've had. This one started back at the 34-yard line. They've held the ball for about 2.5 minutes. 4:38 to go, second quarter. Edgewood leads 6-0 over Brown County. Second down and 4 from the Brown County 41-yard line. Curtis in the shotgun, twin receivers to the right side of the field. Here's a read option, and Curtis keeps off right end, scampers around one man, but then planted down on the perimeter. Good tackle out there by Carter Kelly. Cody Walsh initially had the Edgewood quarterback by the ankles, and a gain of nothing back to the line of scrimmage. Clock keeps on winding down, approaching 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Derek Farkas checks into the ball game as a wide receiver for Edgewood. Jance Hunt hustles off to the near sideline. Brian Rosenberg trading in a little bit of smaller personnel for his big tight end. third-year head coach. Started on this Edgewood staff back in 2002 as a sophomore at Indiana University. He looks on from his own 45-yard line. Empty backfield for Edgewood at the Brown County 41. Curtis sets in the pocket on the right hash and now bounces around the right side. Flings it down the right side of the field and completes. Quinton Fortier able to make the catch. Dancing out of bounds inside the Brown County 25-yard line. Down to about the 23 or so. Call it a gain of 18 on the play. First down for Edgewood as well.
That's all Curtis. That's all him making something out of absolutely nothing, but credit to his receivers to get open. It's a broken play. You see your quarterback scrambling. You just find the soft spot in the defense.
Edgewood driving here at the Brown County 23-yard line. First down, 3:34 to go in the half. 6-0 Mustangs. Curtis, empty backfield with Schaefer in the slot left. Five receivers set. Brown County backs off. They only bring four. Curtis throws it left side. Has a man in the flat. Shane Wickens. Good form tackle out there at the 20-yard line by Nicholas Holes. A gain of four on the play, and it's now second down and six. Edgewood moving from right to left in their black home uniforms trimmed in red. Brown County trying to defend the last 20 yards of the field in the red zone in their white road unis on blue pants and blue helmets trimmed in yellow. Second down, 7 yards to go at the 20, ball on the left hash. Schaefer to the right hip of Curtis. Three receivers left, one receiver in Harrington right in man coverage. Curtis gets the snap, sets, drops, and now flushed out to his right, pressured by Carter. He can't get him. Curtis gets over to the 15-yard line on a scramble and tumbles down near the first down marker. Another good scramble by Skyler Curtis, and he might have a first down depending on the spot. Backside pressure by Brown County's quarterback, Noah Carter, seeing him again. Just wasn't able to get him on a dive. It's a gain of six on the scramble, setting up third down and about half a yard at the 15-yard line. Edgewood breaks the huddle. The ball on the right hash. Third down and a half yard to go. Curtis lines up under center. Schaefer the single back. Three receivers left, one to the right. Long count by Curtis. Hard count. Now he gets a snap. Quick toss to the right side. Schaefer cuts it up, gets the first down, and then bulldozes a man right at the second level to about the 13-yard line. That's good enough for a Mustang first down and a hard run by Schaefer, who braced the contact.
Hard-earned 2 yards right there. That's giving it to your running back and saying, we need one, go get it. And that's exactly what Schaefer did.
So it's now first down and 10 for Edgewood at the 12-yard line. They can still get a first without scoring. Mustangs moving from right to left, trying to build on their 6-0 lead. 1:42 to go in the second quarter. Four receivers set, Curtis in the shotgun. There's the snap to Curtis. He rolls to his left, throws it into the left flat. And Schaefer catches and is dumped immediately by Cody Walsh right at the 11-yard line, maybe a gain of one on the play. Well, Brown County's defense has played a pretty good ball game tonight. They're trying to get out of the red zone unscathed. Edgewood 1 of 2 in the red zone this evening. Missed field goal on their first try, and then the 19-yard touchdown catch by Parker Harrington late in the first quarter. That's the difference right now. Mustangs 6, Brown County Eagles nothing. 1 minute to go in the half. Mustangs break the huddle with two in the backfield. Bay on the left hip and Schaefer on the right hip to Curtis. Harrington wide left. Hunt the tight end right. One receiver right in Fortier. Here's a pass play. Curtis fires left side. He's got Harrington stood up inside the 5-yard line. Driven out of bounds by Brandon Fleshman at about the 4-yard line. Call it a gain of 7 on the play, and that sets up third down and 2 with 44 seconds to go. Clock stops with the player going out of bounds. We also have a flag down, too. It's on the far side of the field. And it looks like Edgewood's offense is backing up here. Too many men on the field on Edgewood. See what Brown County does with the penalty. Looks like they might replay the down. Actually, no, it's going to be backed up a little bit.
Well, for now, Edgewood has called a timeout.
Yeah, so Edgewood calls timeout. There is a flag on the play with too many men on the field. That's a 5-yard penalty that pushes Edgewood back to the 17-yard line of Brown County. And a timeout taken by Brown County. We'll keep it right here and remind you that Quality Surfaces sponsors our broadcasts. Where do you go when you're looking for quality countertops, sinks, and faucets? Quality Surfaces offers you the beauty, style, and variety that lets you express yourself. Visit them at qualitysurfaces.com or call at 812-876-5838 and see for yourself. That's Quality Surfaces. Call at 812-876-5838 or at qualitysurfaces.com. I'm Sam Niederman with Austin Render here in our Smithville Fiber broadcast booth. 44 seconds to go in the first half. Edgewood leads Brown County 6-0. Austin, what do you think the Mustangs draw up here after the penalty and the Brown County timeout?
Well, the last time we saw them in the red zone, they tried to throw that fade route to the back of the end zone where their receiver tripped up. Would not be surprised if we see something like that here.
Second down and 14 for Edgewood at the Brown County 16-yard line. Two tight ends on the play. Curtis drops back to pass and throws it right side, incomplete, over the shoulder of Quentin Fortier. Not a bad-looking play, and you called it, my friend, right to the end zone, and they had him just a little too much on the throw from Curtis.
Well, they've got the height and size advantage in that secondary. Would not be surprised to see some sort of look like that again. I think with 39 seconds left, you do have the timeouts to go over the middle, but I don't see why not. Just take some shots to the end zone. The issue is their kicker is 0-for-2 today. Missed a PAT and a field goal. He's 1-for-2 with a 27-yarder on the season, so not a whole lot of leg. They need to pick up yards to get him in range.
39 seconds to go in the half. Here's third down and 14. Curtis rolls to the right. Off play action, throws end zone, far side, and it is caught for a touchdown. Touchdown, Edgewood. Unbelievable catch over there. And it was Quentin Fortier who got it down, a 16-yard touchdown catch. And the Mustangs double up their lead, but hang on, we got a flag down the backfield. This one's probably going to come back.
Yeah, it's a holding penalty, and that is crucial and just devastating. To Edgewood, it was looking to take a two-score lead to halftime, but a holding penalty will bring them back.
Call against the Mustangs. Fortier was the
holding call on Edgewood. It's a 10-yard penalty, and that drives Edgewood all the way back outside the Brown County 25-yard line. The ball marked at the 26-yard line. 32 seconds to go. Edgewood has two timeouts left in the half, three timeouts left for Brown County. It was actually Edgewood who took that last time moments ago. Third down and 22 now from the Brown County 26. Empty backfield for Curtis. Three receivers spread out to the right. Here's the snap to Curtis. Under pressure, throws it left side, too low and incomplete. James Falkenberg, the intended target. Nicholas Holes in coverage for Brown County. And now it's fourth down and a country mile, so Mustangs will probably just try and take a shot here and go for it. With the kicking game problems they've had that Austin told you about, Edgewood takes a timeout. And they'll come and talk this one over one more time with 27 seconds to go. So you got fourth down and 24. Edgewood could get a first down to the Brown County 2-yard line. Effectively, you're taking a shot at the end zone. Yep. We'll see what Brown County draws up defensively if they go with some sort of a prevent look and try and keep everything underneath. They played a pretty good defensive ball game tonight against an Edgewood offense that has had their way with a lot of teams this year.
Well, that's what I think for Brown County here. Because you don't have the numbers in the secondary, I think you have to bring some pressure here. You can't let Curtis have time to get a fade route or a deep route to those receivers. You have to force him to make a quick play and hope that your secondary can defend one-on-one, because I think you have to bring some pressure here to make sure the touchdown is not a possibility.
All right, here we go. Brian Rosenberg keeps his offense out there for fourth and 24 at the Brown County 26-yard line. Five receivers, empty backfield for Curtis in the shotgun. Brown County with three down linemen showing blitz. They only bring three. Curtis, lots of time, steps into it, guns it over the top. Incomplete, looking for Brody Schaefer on a seam route. Just off the tip of his hands in the end zone. It's a turnover on downs. Brown County gets the ball back. Their own 26-yard line with 21 seconds to go here in the first half.
15-play drive, stalls just outside the red zone with penalties. That's a long drive, took up a lot of time, just about 7 minutes, and they don't get any points out of it. I think if you're Brown County, this is a win over first half. The offense has not been great, but they've dominated defensively and held Edgewood, like you said, a very good offensive team to just one touchdown.
We'll see if Brown County tries to do anything here with all three timeouts and just 21 seconds to go in the half. They do get the ball to start the second half. Noah Carter in the shotgun with four receivers. Edgewood brings pressure, backside pressure. Carter rolls over to the left side, squares up to throw, and now he's wrangled down in the backfield, almost got out of it. He actually did, and he squirts forward up to the 30-yard line. Clock stops with 10 seconds to go. All of that in escape act for Noah Carter, and he's able to get 5 yards out of it, up to the 31. A timeout taken by Brown County, their first. They have two more to go at 10 seconds. They can probably try and set up for one last heave here, some sort of play to get them within a chance to heave it or just play it safe. Edgewood was able to win the coin toss at the beginning of the ball game, and they returned. So that means that Brown County will get the ball to start the second half. Don't forget, coming up, it's our halftime show presented by Comprehensive Financial Consultants. Austin will take you through the first half stats, and we'll check on out-of-town scores. All that and much more coming up in your halftime show. Edgewood 6, Brown County nothing. 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Brown County working from left to right, looking to throw a Hail Mary here. Three receivers flexed out to the right side, one to the left side, and Carter in the shotgun. Deep knee bend, hinges at the hips, and now he just pitches off to the right side, taken by Cody Walsh, galloping to the 35, gets off to the perimeter, and then takes a hard shoulder hit out of bounds on the near sideline to the 44-yard line. A gain of 13 on the play, and a first down. He was able to get out of bounds, so that stops the clock with two ticks to go. Looked like Brown County was going to run out everybody down to the end zone there with the three receivers all split out together, but instead, the Eagles elect to get a chunk play with Walsh running on the right end. Brown County takes their final timeout of the half, and they get one last look to try and draw up a Hail Mary coming from their own 44-yard line. Brian Rosenberg rounds up his team
and
on
even
the
if,
near side.
Even if there's no points out of this for Brown County, this is a positive. They're moving the football, and that's something they haven't done a whole lot of today. And I think this is something that you use to just run some different plays, try some different options here for Brown County just to see what the offense can do.
So Brown County brings out their offense after using their final timeout. 2 seconds to go in the first half. Edgewood with a 6-0 edge. Ball on the Brown County 44. Carter to the quarterback, Walsh to his right hip. Three receivers left, one to the right this time, and now Walsh in motion out of the backfield. Here's a throw on the left side. It's taken by Nicholas Holes, a double pass, and he just lofts it up, and it's intercepted by Edgewood. Derek Davis comes up with his third takeaway of the night, an interception this time after he recovered two fumbles. That's how the first half comes to the close. So Brown County tried to run a little bit of a trick play there. Instead, nothing comes of it, and it's an interception for Edgewood. One half in the books, Mustangs 6, Eagles nothing.